Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Previously on The Offensive.
Right, just so I've got this straight. So as of end of May, we've got no sponsor, and we're sure as shite not going to secure one while we're bottom of the league and in debt.
Simon, it's Patrick.
How are we looking?
Well, as owners of the stadium, Fortitude will be receiving the insurance money. Your admin and legal teams have all the detail.
Yeah, fine. Do it. Just do it.
Good man. Good man. Thank God for the construction sector, eh? Bribes are so demonised these days. Typical cancel culture.
And I bet.
They bailed. End of the season.
Terrific.
I'm going to trigger a loss of income insurance clause for myself. Should be low millions, I suspect. We just need to get the Premier League to certify the games.
What about the council?
Suing them. Unlawful planning rejection causing endangerment of life.
That's great. Really great. Keep the heat on them. Pull any media strings you can.
Holy fucking Christ.
What? What is it?
We can't afford it.
Can't afford what?
The wages.
Oh, and Simon. Payroll. It's happened.
Okay. Make the call.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of The Offensive.
Bye, darling. See you later. Dinner for seven, okay?
Okay, have a good day.
Chelsea are struggling to keep the pressure on. Ashwood finding more space. Paul Jones from range! It's 2-0! Ashwood City grab all the points at a patched-up Credit Master Stadium.
Quite the result. Quite a shock. And given the circumstances, it was near miraculous. I know plenty of you went to the game. You've all been in touch. I saw the highlights myself on Match of the Day, but basically one half of the Ibet stand is just a complete shell of steel beams, and the rest is all cordoned off. It's quite a sight. The local papers still wrestling with the shock of it and then the fallout of it on a local authority level. Ashwood Herald headline here, Cancel the Council. ACFC tirade against restrictive building regs that caused collapse, according to them. Another one, Ashwood Pity. The club finding support amidst its fan base after the mounting evidence that the local laws on, well, its Dartley Park is the protected structure, we'll call it the Credit Master. Those local laws contributed to the gradual erosion of the stadium. Some national news commentary as the Telegraph finds that the council did in fact put a block on substantial redevelopment in 2018, citing cultural landmark significance. It's all kicking off between the club and its council.
Hi, Leanne.
Hey, Tom. How was your night?
Yeah, okay. You?
Yeah, good.
What's up? I'll be in the office real soon, Leanne, if you...
Oh, okay. Great.
You've got your professional voice on. Are there people around?
Yeah.
Okay. I can answer anything now if you need me to.
No. It's a corporation tax question from one of Will's clients.
Yeah, they're all asking about that right now. It's because of that new tax rate. Is it Thingy Hunter?
Yeah, Hunter account.
Yeah, I knew it would be. I'll speak to them later.
Cool.
Just weaving through Ashwood traffic now, and then I'll be in.
Cool, no worries. Be careful with all that weaving.
You know me. It'll be sensible weaving.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
What I think I'd take away from this is that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. Either of the organisations, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got a council who sing the praises of that club, Pride of Kent, all this, all that, but they deliberately clip their wings every opportunity they get, every single opportunity. Then you've got the ownership of the club itself that need to grab the bull by the horns and make a deal with the council, right? Get something down, get something over the line and build and grow as you plan to. You can't just sit and sulk until a stand collapses.
Parts collapses is the official line from the council.
Whatever, right? You don't fix things by...
Dean and Roberts Accounting.
Hey, me again.
Oh, hello there.
Could you go somewhere quiet? Somewhere where none of the office folk are around.
Yeah, one sec. Okay, you got me to yourself.
So yeah, forgot to say, I have a wife date tonight.
Wife date, right.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. I'm not pissed off, Tom.
You sure?
Sure, don't be daft.
It doesn't affect the time frame of telling her. I'm still endeavouring to action... that within the same window of time we said, just so you know.
I know. You're talking like an accountant, by the way.
Am I?
I've had the time frame, endeavouring, action that. I mean, you're not submitting a portfolio.
Jesus, yeah. It is a bit middle management, isn't it? Dumping her soon. Is that better?
Yeah, now you're talking like a human being. Can you get a move on and get in here?
Well, eager to see me, are you?
Always.
All right. See you in a bit. Bye.
Bye.
Coming up, we're going to be taking a look at crime rates within the city. Why are they spiking? What's causing it? And does Rishi have an answer that could work for Ashwood? Do not go anywhere.
Hello there, lovely wife. Sorry, just a quick voice note. All good for tonight, but tomorrow I'll probably be working late, I expect. But yeah, all good for tonight. We'll chat. We'll fix stuff. Tonight's the night. Bye. Hey, Andy, see the Chelsea game? Paul Jones, man. What did I tell you?
Amazing, it's touch.
Like silk. Up to 19th now, pal.
I know.
Oh, guess who I saw in Waitrose and Ashbury Green?
Who?
Go on. You won't guess, actually.
Oh, come on, you can't do that.
Riviere.
No.
The club captain, mate. Saw him buying some anchovies at the deli counter.
Anchovies?
Folks get hands the size of fucking dinner plates.
Oh, that's great. I'm mad.
Hi. See you later, Andy.
Yeah, see you in a bit, Tom.
Hey, people.
Hey,
how you doing?
Tom,
you alright?
Hey,
good to see you. Hey. Oh, hi. Julia.
Tom, there is one thing that you need.
I know. Call Hunter Group. On it. Whinging about bloody corporation tax like I did the fucking hike.
That is Hunter.
Christ. Hi there, it's Tom Beattie, account director at Robertson Dean. Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. Ah, great, yep. Tell him I called and yeah, I'll send an email later if I don't hear anything. Alright, ta. Bye now.
Hi.
Oh my god, did you just lick me?
Shh.
Oh, you good god. You'll get me in front of HR.
I licked you, not the other way around.
Aye, but I'm a married bloke getting licked by younger female members of staff. You are younger, right?
Members?
Just one member. You. Alright, Dominic does it from time to time.
You smell nice. Date tonight?
Ah, oh, here we go.
I'm joking, Tom. That was a joke.
Yeah. Look, I was going to wait to do this, but I'm going to tell her.
I know. In the summer.
No, tonight.
Nah, shut up.
I'm telling her.
You want another lick, don't you?
Look, the tie should end yesterday, all the hard work is done, and I just want to relax now, take everything off my plate, including this big fucking thing of just telling her. Starting the divorce and just being free with you.
So no work, no big jobs, no big accounts, and no wife. Just me and you.
Just me and you.
That does sound pretty fucking good.
It sounds perfect. There is nothing more perfecter. It's the most perfectest of things.
So, you busy today?
Not really. I'm gonna send an email to Fob Off Hunter Group, then I'm just browsing Facebook, pretending to look productive.
Oh, he's finally not busy.
Finally not busy.
So how does it feel?
It feels incredible. Incredible. Bless. Heavenly bless. Ugh, 2 seconds. Hello?
This is Sir Patrick Nolan at Ashwood City Football Club.
Hi. I'm Tom Beattie, account director for Robertson Dean Accounting.
Yeah, great. Listen, Tom, you're going to need to come by the club. I'm putting us into a CBA.
What is it? What's going on?
A voluntary agreement. As in, insolvency procedure. I mean, are you sure?
I'm sure. The club is going into administration and you've got the job. Congratulations, see you shortly.
Yeah. Bye.
Who was that?
It was Ashwood City. They're going into administration.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports-ad-free. That's amazon.com/sports-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I just love the way he plays the game. I love it. It's so cool. It's so mature. Every ball is... Literally every ball looks like he spent about 15 minutes planning it, you know?
Whereas you did actually spend 15 minutes planning every pass.
Hey, steady on. I was lucky if I got on the ball at all, me. Goodness. But yeah, Paul Jones is a real gem. Gareth, understandably, you saw, didn't you? He said a couple of things about him, didn't he? Yeah. I mean, what? That's wow. I mean, that is a statement in of itself. Actually, I used to play with Gareth, you forget. And I spoke to him after the Ukraine game, and the way he views the players, the way he values their input into every part of the game plan, the training, even the travel and all this, it's just...
Hi, I'm Tom Beattie from this way. Right. Thank you.
Hi, Tom, right?
Yeah, Tom Beattie.
Righto, Tom, this way, mate.
Good result.
Hmm?
Against Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, great. Always good to get something against that scum, eh?
Right, yeah, of course.
19th now?
Yeah, things are really looking up.
Yeah, they're not, Tom.
Right, what's going on? I've got another litre of fucking coffee to get through until I'm up to speed.
Who's this? Please tell me he has 10 million quid in his backpack so we can pay the fucking players until May.
This is Tom Beattie.
As in James Beattie?
Yep. Yeah. Same spelling.
And Craig Beattie?
Yep.
Tom, this is Chris Woodall. He's the former CEO and current managing partner of Ashwood City. This is Jess Tate. She is the current CEO, former comms director.
Hi. Nice to meet you both.
Hey, likewise.
So, is there anything more, Patrick? Or have you just brought in a bloke called Tom?
Hey, we can all do that, pal. I got a mate called Steve. Big fucking deal.
Tom is from an accountancy firm. I filed a CVA.
What?
Do they not know?
Well, they do now.
Wait, what in the fuck?
Patrick?
No, don't. This is the only way.
Can I see you outside for a minute? When the fuck were you going to tell me this?
Sorry, where else were we going to turn, Jess? Do you think I was just going to find some extra cash under the fucking settee?
The club has gone into fucking administration!
Hey, you knew we were up shit creek. Don't have a go at me just because you don't like the smell.
We're up shit creek, yes. I've never minded the fucking smell. But now you're telling me we fucking capsized.
When will you get it into your head that I'm not in control of what happens here? Hmm? Or do you think I just fuck about for years on end, throwing money away, scrapping in relegation battles, fighting agents and governing bodies just for a fucking laugh? Yeah? Oh, what fun. Hey, Jess, total financial collapse. What a right old fucking hoot.
I am the chief executive of this place. I call in the administrators, not you.
Yeah, and I'm the...
Chairman? That's nothing. That's ceremonial at best.
Try owner, Jess. Yeah? Not just majority owner, sole owner.
Is this what this is it?
Can we go back inside, please? We've got work to do.
A CVA? An elaborate way to pay back the creditors.
Oh, don't start.
Which is basically you and your fucking mates.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm right, though, aren't I?
I'm following the rules.
The rules are fucking shit, and you know it.
Hey, you want to be chief executive? Then go be one. Get Tom set up. Give him Theo's old office. Apologise to him about the whiff of desperation in there.
Patrick, where are you going?
Got a meeting with a communications agency. Actually, might finally get someone to fight my corner.
Everything okay?
What do you fucking think?
What's going on?
Are you better off asking Tom here?
Patrick is in the process of filing a CVA, which is the act of putting the club into administration.
Tom, what does that mean, exactly? It's a phrase I've heard loads, but I don't actually know what it means. Like, Northern Ireland Protocol,
or... It means that potentially vulnerable or aggressive creditors need to get their money back. It will involve a process where we also work with the HMRC to resolve outstanding fees. Then, as we work our way through the hierarchy of lenders and creditors, we make sure that as many people get paid as is necessary.
Paid by who?
By the club.
Tom, pal, we canny pay the fucking players. Never mind the fucking tax, man.
Well, the difficult part of my job is to go over the books and to trim the fat.
Right, so fire people.
Let people go, sell assets, terminate various arrangements that cause more financial strain.
And then what? Sell, probably.
Sales often follow it all, yeah, but that's not my job.
What happens if we do all this? We pay back every cunt who's got their hand out. We send those poor fuckers home with their P60s.
P45s.
Whatever. We sell everything from land to stock to equipment to facilities to the buildings we own and even the wee fucking paper cone cups for the water coolers. We do all that, but we still can't pay people. Or bills. Or fucking anything. What happens then?
Well, often you can secure a loan based on forecasts. Balancing the books can find a more sympathetic lender.
Right, so that would only happen if we stay in the league. Next.
So, if those things aren't reached, then you have to find a buyer for the club, ASAP.
Whew. On this flowchart of sloppy shite, what if that's a no too?
What? No buyer?
Aye.
Then, liquidation. The total shutdown of operations. Ceasing of trading. The end of Ashwood City Football Club.
Fucking Jesus.
Fuck me.
Great. So, we're on life support.
So, what's the prognosis, Doctor?
I haven't looked over anywhere near enough documentation to hazard...
You want to know the symptoms? We're losing 13 million quid a month... And most accounts are close to empty, severely overdrawn, or just servicing debts. Some of the stadium collapsed, and there's no line of credit that I am aware of. There are your fucking symptoms.
And we got a pretty severe case of being bottom of the fucking league.
Well, you're 19th, actually.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So, I think we're looking at... attacking the bad debts and balancing the books and making Ashwood City as attractive as possible to lenders or buyers. Getting out of the interest rate trap as quickly as possible is vital for survival, but I'd put that at a 25% shot, given what you've just told me.
So a 75% chance of no more Ashwood City Football Club?
Correct. No more Ashwood City Football Club.
I mean, Gillingham will be pleased, I suppose, so there's always that.
What do you mean there's always that?
I'm just saying it's important to look on the bright side, isn't it?
That's the shite side, that's not the bright side.
It'll still make some people happy, right?
Jesus fucking Christ. How about this for a positive? I won't have to work with you or that other fucking idiot ever again.
See? Look on the bright side. That's the spirit, Jess. Christ.
Chris?
Yep.
Double check the council team spending plan, please.
Okay, well...
I saw some numbers in there that are last year, so sort it out, please. Thank you.
Okay, yep, will do.
Hi, Mo, this is Elaine Wright. I'm the Chief of Staff for the Ashwood and Kent Parliament Office. Hope you're very well. We've got a meeting coming up on the 14th and the 18th, I believe, just regarding the new spending budget. Could you give me... I mean, you can call me when you get this to double-check, but can you just give me the total figures for the workers and pension, please? That'd be really handy to see that beforehand. Elaine Wright, Ashwood and Kent Parliament Office.
Hi, Elaine. It's Jack.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Not good, actually. I think we need a meeting.
Well, I'm out this afternoon, so what is it?
Ashwood City Football Club are suing us.
What?
Knock, knock.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi, Patrick.
Ooh, lots of paperwork.
Yeah, tons, right?
How's it all looking? Actually, do you know what? I think I know the answer to that one. Just do your best.
Will do. Ah, fuck, Jesus. Ah, it's 7 o'clock.
Got somewhere to be. Lots to get through, don't you think?
Yeah, lots.
There's a vending machine just by the toilet if you get hungry.
Yep. Thanks.
Night, Tom.
Night, Patrick.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.